Squidibby Dooby, 100.3 The Sound. Hey, happy Monday. Happy hot Monday. Why don't you get on the phone, 888-696-1003. We'll start off this program, Andy in the Afternoon, with a little bribe. 888-696-1003. We've got tickets for, I don't know, something or other. Does it really matter?
No.
But we'll do the classic rock time capsule, and you'll compete against Christian's genius in that. But first, little variety. Grand Funk. Come on, dudes. Let's get it on. And they proceeded to tear that hotel down. It's 100.3 The Sound. That's one of those songs that you liked a bunch. You texted like when it played to 21003. So now you're hearing it more often. Isn't that magic? You can also give the kibosh to songs by texting dislike to songs. That's something that goes on all the time. But right now, I've got Jan from Whittier on the telephone. Hi, Jan. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, are you hands-free?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Me first, says Mr. Safety. In just a minute, Jan, we're going to have a question that deals with Macca, Paul McCartney. I'm going to ask Christian. You're going to second guess him. And I have a hunch we're going to send you to go do something fun here in the Southland. All right?
Okay.
Okie dokie. She sounds a little annoyed at me.
Yeah.
Are you annoyed at me? Did I do something wrong yet?
Yeah.
No, I just get nervous.
Oh,
there's
okay.
No reason to be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Andy's not pleasant, but I'm wonderful.
Christian's a twit. And you're going to ace this.
It's true.
And we're going to get to that in just moments. Stick around. This is The Sound. All right, it's The Sound, and we're getting into the time capsule right now.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Hawking. It is time. And on the phone, we've got Jan from Whittier. Christian, do you know Whittier used to be a cultural hub of Southern California?
What happened?
I don't know. No, it's a lovely place. And Jan's on the phone with us. Jan, hang tight. We're going to ask a question in just a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okie dokie. It's Andy's classic rock time capsule for Monday. It's June the 20th, 2015. The topic is Macca. Paul McCartney. But first, let's get in the Wayback Machine.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year
1959. It's the date that the owner of the Lido Club, a burlesque club in Paris, phones the hotel where Elvis Presley is staying on furlough from his army commission in Germany. What's he want? An autograph? No, he'd like his chorus line back.
Oh, well.
He wants Elvis to be sure to return the ladies in time for that evening's show. Seems Elvis and his buddies misappropriated them from the night before.
Good to beat it, King.
It sure is. Beatles make a mistake 50 years ago today, and it's worth noting because they didn't really make that many mistakes. It's the release on this date, 1966, of the Yesterday and Today album. Can you picture it? The cover photo has the lads in butcher coats draped with cuts of meat and dismembered
doll eyes, doll mouth, doll legs.
That's right, doll parts. Three Beatles later defend it. George says it's stupid, and Capitol Records recalls the album to slap new photo stickers on them because there's a public outcry. Only Beatles album to ever lose money.
Is it really?
Yeah. How about that?
I love the colorful clothes.
Birthdays include Beach Boys mastermind Brian Wilson turning 74 years old today. How perfect is it that his birthday comes right at the beginning of summer? It just makes sense.
It's beautiful.
And former Van Halen bass player and background vocalist Michael Anthony is 61. All right, so we're going to bring Jan in. Christian, here's your question. Today in 2004, Paul McCartney plays his 1,000th, 3,000th, or 5,000th concert of his career?
1,000 is a silly answer, Andy, as is 5,000. The only logical answer to this would be 3,000 shows.
Jan, what say you? Is he right?
No.
No, and this one time, just say yes. Yeah, this one time.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
3,000. 3,000 shows in his lifetime with the Beatles, with the Quarrymen, with Wings and Solo. His 3,000th show. Anybody want to guess where it is?
It's in Russia.
It is. It's St. Petersburg, Russia, on this date in 2004. Sammy, can you tell them what they've won?
I certainly can. How about a four-pack of one-day tickets to Knott's Berry Farm to celebrate Ghost Town's 75th anniversary?
All right, then. Wow. Jan, that's a lovely prize package. Stay on the phone. We're going to get some information from you, all right?
Did we?
Thank you.
You did very, very well,
very
by
well,
the way.
Yes.
And I'm going to play some Beach Boys on the way out here.
Did we pay for a new microphone in there?
How about that?
Got a budget going on in this afternoon.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
We borrowed it from the mornings.
Oh, my people, we are just 10 minutes away from a song fight today. And we're going to go all Beatles on the song fight. Christian and I are each picking a Beatles song. You get to tell us which one wins this knockdown, drag-out, bare-knuckles fight. Like I said, 10 minutes from now, after we hear some Eagles and some more classic rock on the sound.
Round one. Fight.
It is time for song fight. Every day around 3:40, we each pick a song, Christian and I, and then you tell us which one wins. Today we decided we do a theme. How about we do Beatles songs? It was just Paul McCartney's birthday on Saturday, so Christian's going to pick a song first because he won on Friday. What Beatles song are you pulling out today?
Well, we should clear up that there was a codicil to the ruling was that it couldn't come off of the Beatles' number one collection.
Yeah, the 21 number ones right. That they had or whatever.
Anything else is open season.
It's fair game.
Yeah, from any genre, any date, anything.
Yes.
So I thought that in light of what we're currently facing, that the obvious choice was a little...
Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, because it's
sunny.
Yeah. The Dickens out there, as they would
sure.
say in the business.
Well, that's a good theme.
Yeah.
Hop to this hook here. Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It's hot, it's really hot. It's hot, it's terribly hot. It's horribly hot.
That's a good one.
All right.
So that's C. You want to text to 21003 for that one. I decided I wanted to go for the greatest song ever written, or one of them. So I chose one off of the Sgt. Pepper's album.
Bold.
This is Sgt. Pepper's reprise into A Day in the Life. And I think you know that Day in the Life.
I read the news today, oh boy.
This, my friend, is a competition.
No, it isn't. I'm going to smoke you. This song's so good.
No doubt. It's very good.
Was rather sad. I just had to laugh.
So here's what you need to do. Text A to 21003 if you want to hear that six-minute opus from the Beatles. That's A to 21003. If you want Christian's song, Here Comes the Sun, that's 21003. Text C, to 21003. Don't text and drive.
Nope.
Standard rates apply.
Yep.
We'll have the results and the winning song after 6 o'clock tonight on The Sound. It's hot. Newsflash. It's, 108?
It's a hot groove. Yeah,
hottest,
no, it's brutal out there.
Hottest day I think I remember in living in California, in Los Angeles.
We're all going to die.
So we decided that wouldn't it be interesting to see if Super Sammy could go down to the 99-cent store, get some eggs, and the future home of the Fairfax-Wilshire Metro subway stop.
When's that arriving, by the way?
2023.
Don't make any plans.
So... they're not in any hurry to clean the place up yet. So they've got some steel grates down there. I'm sending Sammy to get some eggs from the 99-cent store, so you know they're going to be really nice.
Mm.
And he's going to try to fry an egg on Wilshire Boulevard right in front of LACMA. If you're hungry, stop by, give words of encouragement. But that's going to be happening in the next few minutes. I've given him a whole $3 so he can go and splurge.
Get some real eggs out of this situation.
I'm willing to,
organic?
Put my money where my mouth is.
No, you don't think that's that. Worth a try.
No. It's Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Stay cool.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
You take a Pop-Tart, wrap it in tinfoil, put it on top of the light, and in about 10 minutes, it's ready to eat. It's nice and toasty.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the afternoon.
Christian can take us inside the music and have us hear things and songs we've never heard before. Do that with the Dire Straits.
I made a little remix, Andy. Check this out.
Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the chicks for free. You get your What's money that? For nothing.
Noffles.
And the chicks for free. Look at that, look at that. You get your money for nothing. I want my, and the chicks for I free. Want my,
The story was, of course, that he was down the hallway working on a record with the police, and they invited him in, and were like, well, you know, could you do something? And he went, sure, I've got something I could do. So he sang I Want My MTV, which was the slogan for MTV at the time, in the melody of Don't Stand So Close to Me. So he also then got
a songwriting credit
and publishing
of
on
one of the
song
biggest albums of all time.
Back when you got album sales royalties. So he's made millions off of I Want My MTV.
Brazy like a fox, that yep sting. It's 100.3 The Sound.
You can buy a lot of loots with that money.
It's 100.3 The Sound. Christian, I have an announcement.
You do? What is it, Andy?
Well, it was actually made a little bit earlier this afternoon.
Oh,
but
so somebody else's announcement we're going to re-announce?
I thought I'd play this, you know, cool music.
It's great.
Thus
spake
Zarathustra. And it would sound like I had a big announcement.
I believe we have a re-announcement.
A re-announcement of the announcement?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I'll play this music.
There we go.
I'm just so excited because I am a football fan, dyed in the wool. The Rams sent out a press release today. You know where you're going to hear the Rams games on FM radio this fall? 100.3 The Sound.
This is a huge re-announcement.
It is huge. And this is a team, I'm telling you, that is on the rise. If you're disgusted with your current team and you need to pick one up, Rams are a good place to start. They've got Todd Gurley, the running back, is lightning in a bottle. You got the number one draft pick and Jared Goff, a quarterback. Real talent at skill positions, both sides of the ball. Coming back to L.A. after 21 years lost in the middle of the country. They're on HBO's Hard Knocks this year.
That's going to be so good.
All the game action is going to be heard in FM stereo on 100.3 The Sound. That starts with the preseason, in fact, the Coliseum with the Cowboys on August 13th. Couldn't be more excited.
Well, you know what? I'm
very happy,
Andy,
to be in partnership with the Rams. What?
I'm in talks currently with Dave Biesing to do a wrap-up show where I go over the game and what I think's happening and, you know, like a strategery sort of thing. I'm gonna Monday morning quarterback this, and I'm so excited. You know my extensive football knowledge.
There you go. For all sorts of disinformation
and I'm
nonsense,
make stuff up daily.
Christian will help you out with that.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more excited, though. Rams coming to the Sound very, very soon.
Best defense is a good defense.
It is hot. In fact, it's hot, hot, hot.
Oh, I see.
Just ask Boyster Poindexter. Okay, so is it hot enough to fry an egg on Wilshire Boulevard? Just look on Facebook Live right now, 100.3 The Sound, or Andy in the Afternoon. We've sent out Super Sammy to one of the steel grates right out in front of the, you know, that big installation of street lamps in front of LACMA.
Urban
he's out there.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever that's called. He's out there, and he's got some eggs from the 99-cent store, laying them out there, seeing if they can fry. You can watch live and see for yourself. We can debunk this myth.
But it's always two steps forward, three steps back with him. He didn't bring a spatula with him.
Oh, man. Well, so if you're hungry after work,
bring
you got a spatula.
Yeah.
Just come by and get a snack.
Yeah.
It's a full-service show. Andy in the Afternoon is on 100.3 The Sound. Okay, so the good news is it is hot enough to fry an egg on Wilshire Boulevard. The bad news is it's going to take about 4 hours to completely fry them. So,
well, we got time.
Yeah.
You know.
It's 100.3 The Sound.
I'll have an omelet.
All.
Round one, fight.
At 3:40 every day, we pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. Christian and I each pick a song. Today, it's all Beatles songs.
Beatles.
I don't think it should be called a Beatles.
No, I think it should be Beatles.
I don't think Beatles is. Yeah. I don't think it's good. Here's the one Christian's picked.
Here comes the sun.
Because it's hot, Andy.
Right.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Keeping it topical, pal.
I love that. A text C to 21003 if this is your flavor today.
Now, here's an interesting point.
Text A to 21003 if you want this song.
Or this three songs.
No, it's two.
You just admitted it's two songs.
But they're played together.
No.
You have to play it together.
This is like
playing
BS.
We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. You got to play the songs together. They're meant to be played together.
You're a cheater.
In the radio station, the song, they're stuck together. I can't change it. I can't change the way things are.
I wish I could change my co-host.
21003 is what you want to text A2 for that song.
And
we'll
Cynthia
have the
Fox
results
is doing
after 6 o'clock tonight on The Sound.
She could come and hang out.
Hey, so if you're wondering why we didn't have an update on the Led Zeppelin trials, because they weren't in session today, but Led Zeppelin's attorneys did file a motion today asking that the Stairway to Heaven copyright infringement case be put to an end before it resumes tomorrow. They say that the plaintiff doesn't actually have the copyright and that they haven't proved that Page and Plant had access to Spirit's music or that the two songs are even similar enough that an infringement happens. So we'll keep you up to date, of course, if there is any more movement on this tomorrow. We've got people everywhere. We got eyes in the courtroom. We got eyes in the sky. We got eyes on the ground.
I don't. Who's this character?
Oh, I don't know.
He's an ornery blues man who tells us where our crew's
Bleeding Gums McKenzie.
Ah, he's the best. Bring
100.3 The Sound. And it's supported by Chevy Silverado. It's Chevy Truck Month. Make a strong decision. Get to your Southern California Chevy dealer today and take home a 2016 Chevy Silverado 1500 made with high-strength steel.
What's that I smell?
Variety.
That's the smell of variety?
Yeah. When we played that last, people texted a lot, They texted to 21003, so it ends up getting played more on The Sound. How
you know
about
what
that?
What I've noticed is that variety smells a lot like Dracar.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dracar Noir?
Yeah. Classic scent.
Hey, we're playing 100 minutes commercial-free right now, but in the background on Facebook Live, go to The Sound.
Heated.
Or Andy in the Afternoon. You can watch us play Super Jenga.
Mega Jenga, or Tumbling Timbers, as it's known in
the business. Gloves are off, people.
100.3 The Sound.
So, Christian, you know how there's always that really funny guy at every concert who is way drunk and shouts out, Freebird!
Yes.
Well, that happened to Bob Dylan at the Greek Theater up in Berkeley on June 9th when he was playing there. Some guy thought he was a riot, saying, Freebird! Freebird! Guess what Bob Dylan did? It's pretty good. Freebird.
Yeah, well played, Bob.
Bob Dylan's band. Good doodly going on there.
He's a doodle master. Play Freebird.
For comparison. It's 100 minutes commercial free classic rock going on right now. Oh, and in the studio, join us on Facebook Live.
It's getting serious.
We're being silly. It's The Sound. Here's Christian to take us inside some Pat Benatar.
Speaking of some doodly doodles, Andy, how about this?
Neil Giraldo. Pretty dang good.
Yeah, I like this a little bit. And Pat Benatar was hot.
Uh-huh. Oof. It's 100.3 The Sound. That's fun.
I'll fight on that battlefield, if you know what I'm saying, Andy.
I don't know. Get it.
Immigrant Song. Are you kidding me?
This song is a disgrace. I'm going to build a wall around this song and make Mexico pay for it. They're going to pay for it.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Wait a minute, guys. Turbine is the way of the future.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Round one, fight.
Song fight happens every day at 3:40. We each pick a song, Christian and I, and then you tell us which wins by a text vote. Today, the difference is 54% to 46%. People agreed with me that we need to hear A Day in the Life.
We need to hear two songs in a row from
you? It's a reprise. Look it up. Anyway, we'll do another song fight tomorrow at 3:40 on 100.3 The Sounds. In the meantime, drink this in. This is fantastic. Andy in the Afternoon. That's a rush.
There's only one thing to do.
Living on a lighted stage approaches the unreal. For those who think and feel in touch with some reality beyond the gilded cage.
Here he comes.
Cast in this unlikely role, ill-equipped to act. With insufficient tact, one must put up barriers to keep oneself intact.
Inimitable voice. Nobody sounds like Gil.
Living in the limelight, the universal dream for those who wish to see. Those who wish to be must put aside the alienation. Get on with the fascination, the real relation, the underlying theme.
I like the fact that they have him, like, he's solo for the verse, which is just on his own.
Living on a lighted stage.
And then the chorus is doubled.
Those who wish to be.
Give him a little more oomph.
Must put aside the alienation.
So good. I mean, it's just
amazing. And while he's playing, I mean, not while they're recording, of course, but in concert, live, while he's playing the bass.
And bass with his keyboard.
And
with
the
his
pedals,
feet,
yeah.
And keyboards at the same time.
Not for the lighthearted.
A four-armed rocktopus with two legs.
Rocktopus?
Yeah.
It's 100.3 The Sound.
You know what I'm saying.
Wow, I don't know how it happened. We just shot our way through over 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock here at 100.3 The Sound. And also, I don't know how it happened, and just not even 6 months. This program has become the heartbeat of the Southland. Christian, I have a couple of
pieces of paper?
Missives in my hand. This one says, the sound is certainly coming along. Andy in the Afternoon is pretty groovy, but what it needs is a female presence. That would be nifty. Cheers, listener Phil. Well, we've got Christian.
Yep.
We're working on it. And this one is a nice one. It says, Andy, you and Christian have made me like radio again. Thanks. I was going to make a song request, but that would make my statement seem less sincere. Again, thanks.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very
we'll,
nice.
We'll play these commercials for you then.
Yes, just for you. And then in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to do the goodnight song. So bring the kids in from the yard. Oh, my God, you left the kids in the yard. It's 108 out there. Hurry, and we'll do the song in just a minute on the sound. Hey, again, thanks for being with us today. I mean, you're kind of trapped inside and you didn't really have a choice, but thanks anyway.
I got paid to be here.
A good night and sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though
that's a nice chord.
Oh, sorry.
Jazz.
Sweet sorrow.
Mingus.
Two parts. I'm going to learn this, I swear. And know that you'll always remain a big part. So good night and sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. Big finish.
And now until we meet again.
Sing adios. and au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, Silas. I love you, boy.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Vivi, little mess.
Rita Wild comes in now to show you what screw-ups we've been by comparison.
Sure, it's done.
We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 7, right here on 100.3 The Sound. It's Tattoos Day.
Yeah.
Gird your loins.
Just what I need.
More ink.